We are up to Nedarim Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, two lines from the top. The last discussion we'd had was we were discussing that there's perhaps a machlokis tenoim. If a person wants to be matfis, he has the meat of Bechor, and he puts another piece of meat next to it, and he says a lashon of zeh kezeh, whether or not that would work. And that's a machlokis tenoim, whether he's referring to the current status of the piece of meat or what its previous status was. So now the Gemara says like this, in the second line from the top. Lo, it's not true. It's not a good machlok. It's not really machlok. It's annoying. The kule amal if nezrikas damim. Everybody is holding that when he says he wants to be matfis, he's referring to the status of the meat before they did the zrika, before they zorik the dam. Umaytam man desharish. And what's the reasoning for the one who holds that it's a mutter? So we have to see a pasuk. The pasuk is in Perek Lamed. Perek Lamed Bamidbar. The pasuk reads as this: Ish ki yidor neder la Hashem, o hi shava shavua lesor isar al nafsho lo yachil devaro kichol hayotzi mipiv yaaseh. So in this pasuk, again, the Gemara is quoting this pasuk now to understand the opinion of the one who holds its mutter. So Omer Cross is the Gemara ki yidor, when a man takes a neder, a vow, ad shido bedover hanader, it has to be something that's become also through a neder, lafuke, to exclude Bechor, the Bechor, why? To Dover Ha'osuhu, because that's something that's already also by the Torah, but it's not, didn't become something that's also through a what? Through a neder. Okay. Uman the Osir, and according to the man the Omer who held that it's Osir, so Omer Kral La Hashem. So it's that same post we just read, what does that come to add? L'rabos dover ha'osur, that comes to include someone who takes a neder by doing hatfasa with something that is already osur by the Torah. Uman deshari, and the one who holds it's really its mutter, because you have to use something that is a dover ha'nodur, something that's only prohibited through an oath, but not through the Torah itself, became usher. Lashem my avile. It's like ping pong, back and forth. What are you going to do with that phrase in the pasuk? What do you use from the phrase Lashem? Simi boile, he uses it. Lematfis bechatas v'oshem. He uses it to tell us that if a person does, he's matfis, he associates with a chatas, a sin offering, and oshem is when you're guilty. So these types of korbanos are really, belong to the category of chova rather than a nedova, right? So in that particular regard, they're a little bit dissimilar to things that are dover hanador. You could nevertheless make something osir if you did, if you're matfis with these types of korbanos. So what led you to the conclusion that we're going to include a chatas and an oshem that you could, yes, do matfis with that, but you can't do the bechor? Samar bani chatas v'oshem shehu matfis b'neder. The reason why I took these two categories, says the Gemara, of an Oshem and a Chatas, is because those become also through using a Neder. A person does an Aveir or something, now he has to bring a Korban Chatas, he has to bring an Oshem. But the other case of a Bechor, that comes already again, as we spoke about in the last year, that comes Mimei Imo, from the mother's womb already, it's Kodosh, the Kedusha kicks in already. Okay, so then the Gemara continues and says, Uman de Osir, the one who held, again, when you're matfis, and you had the piece of meat, the Bechor, and he said, next, this one should be like that, he has Osir. He'll say, Bechor nami matfis el b'nether hu. The Bechor also is something that you're matfis through a nether. Ditanya, like we learned in a Brisa. Mishum Rebbe, that's Rebbe Yehuda Nasi Omer, they said, Minayin lenolad Bechor betoch beso, shemitzvah lahakdisho. How do we know that if the Bechor is born, and again, as we're saying all along, the Kedusha kicks in, but nevertheless, even though Kedusha kicks in, there's still an additional mitzvah to add Kedusha, to sanctify it. Shenemar hazocher takdish. You should consecrate. You should make it holy. So you see from here that even though the Bechor really is, the Kedusha is chal already from the time it's born, nevertheless, the owner still has there's an inyan for him to speak it out. So therefore, he'll say, this opinion will say that a Bechor is something that becomes also through a neder, through the speech. Uman deshari, and one who holds that really, that you're allowed to do, eat this meat. Kilo matishle milo mikdash. if you didn't make it kadosh, it's not right. It's automatically right. So therefore, it's like your actions didn't change its status whatsoever. So therefore, it's considered to be a davar ha'asur, not a davar ha'nador. Okay, the Mishnah now continues. The next phrase in the Mishnah, ki imra kadirim. If you said it's like an imra is a lamb, like for the korban tamid, or like the dirim, these were the ones that were kept in special types of enclosures. The Mishnah said that that's good. The vow works. It's a good neder. Tana, imra, la imra, ki imra, dirim, la dirim, kadirim. Eitzim, la eitzim, ka eitzim. Ishim, la ishim, ka ishim. Mizbeach, la mizbeach, ki mizbeach, ka mizbeach. Heichal, la heichal, ka heichal. Yerushalayim, li Yerushalayim, ki Yerushalayim. All of these lashonos, kulan she oichelach, oser, shelo oichelach, mutter. On all of these phrases, I'm not going to translate it word for word, but if you use only one of these types of phrases, and he says in them, he says it's I'm going to eat with yours. Then it becomes osur because you see that he has kavanah that whatever he's going to eat that belongs to the other person should be also like one of these things is already osur. But if he adds lo ochloch, I'm not going to eat, then it's mutter because he's implying over here that his statement saying that whatever he's not going to eat, that's what's going to be osur. So man shaminan le de lo shani le imra la imra ki imra. Who is the one who holds, right? When it says there's no difference. There's no difference. Lo shana, it's no chilek. Whether you said any one of these phrases, imra, la imra ki imra, Rebbe Meir he. That's the opinion of Rebbe Meir, because Rebbe Huda, as we saw, that says, if he says ki imra, then that's the only way it would take an effect, right? So we look to the seifa now. V'chulan lo oichlach, and all of them, he says, if I'm not going to eat from you, that's mutter. Aye, v'hatanan, didn't we learn the next Mishnah? La korban lo oichlach, Rabbi Meir oser, right? If Rabbi Meir says it's oser to eat from that, if you were the words li korban, so om Rabbi Abba, nasa ke omer, we considered as if he said, li korban yehe. This should be like a korban. Lefikach, and therefore, since this is like a korban, lo ochalocha, I'm not going to eat from it. So according to this, it would come out that Rebbe Meir would say that the food becomes osur to eat, even if he said, that which I'm not going to eat from you. So lo kasha, this really isn't a shver, because the Bryce is referring to two different things. Hod omer lo leimra, one when he says, it's not going to be li'imra, not going to be a lamb, right? So, according to this statement, it implies that what he does eat should be considered like a lamb, like the korban. And Rebbe holds that we don't say the sora of michlalav at the shemehain, that when you can learn out the positive thing from the negative. Ha, and then the other Mishnah, which we're talking about, not the Braisa, that's when he said to Omer li'imra. He says it should be for a lamb. So in this case, we're going to, you know, touch up his words, and we're going to explain it to mean, it's like he said, this should be considered like an imra, like a lamb, like the korban that's used for the korban talmid, and therefore, I'm not going to eat from it. Okay. Well, now we get to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah in the pair. Ha'oimer, if someone would say, korban, ola, mincha, chatas, toda, shlomim, any one of these different types of korbanos, sha'ani oichalacha, that I'm going to eat from yours, then that's a good neder, and it becomes osir. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's going to be mutter in all these cases. Ha korban, ki korban, korban. If he says any one of these three phrases, sha'oichalach, then I'm going to eat from you, so in that case the food becomes osir. Lit korban lo oichalacha. It's like a korban. I'm not going to eat from you. Rabbi Meir oser. In this case, Rabbi Meir holds that what he did was he actually generated and created a prohibition. So Morris says like this. Ketani. We learned in the Mishnah. Someone says korban ha korban ka korban shoichalacha oser. So stama tana kreb Meir. The stam, the unattributed opinion would be like Rabbi Meir. De lo shani le, he doesn't make any chiluk. Bein imra li imra. Whether you said the phrase lamb, imra, or like a lamb, li imra, as a lamb. If you can tell me it's Rabbi Meir, so that's hard, because it's hard to say that pshat, because we learned in the Braisa, Hatanya moedim chacham the Rabbi Yehuda, the chachamim would agree to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but only if the guy says, ha korban, v'ha ola, v'ha mincha, v'ha chatas, sh'oich lecha. If any one of these things, it's going to be mutter. Shalonader ze ela bechayi korban. The reason why it's mutter, because when the guy was taking the neder, he wasn't really doing matfis with it. He was just saying he was using it, you know, by the life of the korban. That's not a good expression when you want to make generate an iser. That's not a lashon of neder. It's just by the life of this. But he's not being matfis to that. So the Gemara continues just on the top now of a Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Lo kasha, it's not really a difficulty. Had omer ha korban. One case when the neder does not take place, it's not chalatz. The guy said ha korban, right? This is a korban. For ha, in the other case where the neder did take place, to omer ha korban, right? The korban. So my time, what's the reason that the neder did not take effect? Chayi korban ka omer. He's just saying this is like by the life of this korban. That's not a valid way of expressing it. So the difference is if it says ha korban or ha korban, right? It's a little bit of semantics, but that's how we're going to come out and explain what the distinction would be in between these two cases.